I'm Maria Hinojosa. This week on Latino USA, a portrait of Rubén Blades, one of the most prolific and influential Latin musicians of our time. That's this week on Latino USA. Find us on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks,
We've
Bob.
Missed you.
Well, I've missed you too. It's good to be back.
I know it's been a very, very rough few weeks for you.
Yeah, you know, was out the last 2 weeks, and I've talked a lot about my dad over the years on this show and all of his sort of no-nonsense advice that he gave, you know, like, you can do anything if you can read, or work hard, take care of your family. Or I remember he famously said to me one time when I told him I wanted to quit a job because I was unhappy, he said, what does being happy have to do with anything? You know? But anyway, I was out because he passed away a couple of weeks ago now. And while it was really unexpected, we were all able to be around him, and it was nice to be able to say goodbye. And he loved music. He loved music, and he turned me on to a lot of music when I was growing up, particularly classical music. That's where all of my love of classical music comes from. But more than anything, he loved John Denver. He loved John Denver. He played it all the time. And I thought if maybe you could just indulge me for a moment, I'd love to play just a little bit of John Denver for my dad. This is a John Denver song called Poems, Prayers, and Promises. Mm-hmm.
I've been lately thinking about my life's time, all the things I've done and how it's been. And I can't help believing in my own mind, I know I'm gonna hate to see it end. I've seen a lot of sunshine, slept out in the rain, spent a night or two all on my own. I've known my lady's pleasures, had myself some friends, spent a time or two in my own home. And I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have a chance to hang around and lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire while all my friends and my old lady sit and pass a pipe around and talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care, how long it's been since yesterday. What about tomorrow? And what about our dreams and all the memories we share?
Did you have a family room where music played in your house?
Oh, yeah. Tell me. Yeah. He was an early adopter. My dad was an early adopter of everything, all things tech.
My dad was, too.
You know, he had the first Pong game, TV game. And I remember when CDs came around, and he went and bought a CD player, and he brought a CD home. I think it was Pavarotti, and he took out his keys, and he scratched the surface of the CD and then put it in and played, and it played perfectly. If he had scratched the other side, the non-label side, maybe.
See, yeah.
But he scratched, you know, in our minds, we're just like, oh my God, how does that work? So yeah, he played a lot of music in the family room and a lot of John Denver. And, you know, I sometimes wonder if I would have ever come to John Denver on my own as an adult, but boy, is his music just part of my DNA for growing up and listening to it. And my dad too, you know, so I'm very sad, but he and I are made of each other, and I feel like he's always with me.
You have a bit of his philosophy for sure.
Yeah, yeah, which is, he told me as a child, by the way, he told me, do yourself a favor and find a way to die before science makes you live forever.
Wow.
And I think I even said to him later in life, I was like, Dad, you know, you could live to be 100. And he said, oh, God, I hope not. So, but he had a very wonderful, dark sense of humor, very dry. And, you know what? And he loved NPR, too. A real highlight for him was getting to meet Scott Simon here at NPR. That was a huge moment for him. Anyway, thank you for letting me play part of that song.
Absolutely.
And we'll put it on the website. People could go and listen to the whole thing.
Amazing. Thank you. Over the past few weeks, I've been listening to this new record by Tom Adams. And Tom Adams last year put out a record that I madly love called Silence. It was in my top 10. It was part of my absolute devotion, what seems to be to melodic and atmospheric music over the past number of years, past few years. And Tom Adams has a new album coming out. And I thought the tone of this record felt appropriate as you and I were texting and things were evolving over the course of the last few weeks with you and your family. I didn't know what the name of the album was. I knew that the song was called In Darkness. And when the album just came to me the other day, it's called Yes, Sleep Well, Death. Mm. It's a really powerful piece of music. Tom writes on guitar and he writes on piano, but he's all about atmospherics. You could hardly tell what instrumentation's happening. And listen to this. See if this strikes a chord in you. Tom Adams. Song is called In Darkness.
that was breathtaking. There's the moment when that music gets really big, it felt to me like that moment, and obviously it's a reflection of where my headspace has been, but that moment of where you're fighting to either hold on or let go. And I was trying to decide at the end there, as it all receded, did he win and hold on, or did he finally just let go?
I thought the letting go was winning, actually, is the way I looked at it. But I couldn't catch all of the words by Tom Adams there. But it's beautiful. It's called In Darkness. The album's called Yes, Sleep Well, Death. It comes out November 9th. Tom Adams is a Berlin-based composer. I sure do love his music. I can't wait to hear this whole album.
You know, I started with something so personal. I guess it's only fitting that the other artists I want to play today are musicians I also feel a really personal connection with and whose music has always felt like family to me. And the first one is Sharon Van Etten. She announced a new record when I was out, and I didn't get to play it. Her new album is called Remind Me Tomorrow, and she released a new song called Comeback Kid. And this is her first music in several years, her first new music in several years. It's the first since she became a mom, and her life has changed an awful lot in the last few years. But I've listened to the whole record several times, and it is truly... it's a mind blower.
It really is.
It really is.
It's very different and potent.
I don't say this lightly, but as a longtime fan, I can say I think it's the best record she's ever done. It is the ambition and the scope, and it's just amazing. The record Remind Me Tomorrow. This first song I want to play from it is called Comeback Kid, and I'll tell you more about it when we come back. But suffice to say, as you said, it's unlike anything you've heard from Sharon Van Etten before. Comeback Kid.
Love, big sound.
Yeah, it is just, Yeah, I am so excited that she's decided to go in this direction with her music. And
with the help of Mr. John Congleton,
one of our all-time favorite producers, worked on this record. I wrote to Sharon and asked her what sort of sent her in this new direction. And she said, I'm quoting her here. She says, I was bored with the guitar. I felt like all my songs were sounding the same. Most of these new songs were written on keys, piano, organ, synthesizer. It opened me up to new instrumentation, and it stepped my singing up quite a bit. So her voice gets a lot bigger, too. For this specific song, Come Back Kid, Sharon says that she was reflecting in part on her own youth and how her family was there for her and picked her up and nursed her back to health when she was going through a really rough period. And she told John Congleton that she wanted him to help listeners hear all of the musical influences in her life, what she calls, I'm quoting her again, the very dark, left-of-center, drone-centric, but still melodic and driven music. And of this song, Come Back Kid, Sharon says, again quoting her, I feel like this song encompasses my influences from past and present, as well as represents a moment in time that changed my life and helped me move on to be who I am today. It's complex and sometimes hard to face, but I face it and I'm stronger now. And as I look at my son, I hope he knows he can always turn to me too. Love this so much. The new album is called Remind Me Tomorrow, and it is out January 18th on Jag Jaguar.
Remember Soak, S-O-A-K,
uppercase letters. Is she Irish?
Yes,
singer?
Irish
yeah,
singer.
Yeah, that's right.
Bridey Mons Watson is her name. Soak, the name comes from her love of soul music and folk music.
Love it.
Together.
Soak. Is it spelled S-O-L-K?
No, it's not.
No,
but
I know,
but
it's S-O-L-K.
That would be funny. Pretty funny. Yeah. It's been 2015 since we heard new music from her, and the album back then was called Before We Forget to Dream, and that was in my top 10 for that year in 2015.
I remember.
Truly loved. And then gone, you know. I was just listening to, here's an aside, Jeff Emmerich, the great engineer for many, many of the Beatles records.
Right, yeah.
All. Except Let It Be, I guess, and much of the White Album he was not. But anyway, I was listening to a book he wrote, and you just, like, the Beatles were in the studio all the time. It was like every handful of months. It would not be, like, 6 months would be like an eternity.
Right.
And here we are with artist Sharon Van Etten, here with Soak, people who make records that are impactful, and then 3 years easily can go by, in the case of Sharon, almost four.
I don't think it matters as much anymore, and I think part of it is that bands have to tour so much now. You know, they've got easily a year, year and a half, sometimes longer, constantly on the road, because that's how they make a living now.
And in fact, Hozier, who we did an interview with while you were out, it had been 4 years since his album, and talked about that same thing, where years on the road, and then finally gets off the road and bursts with so much to say.
They'd put three records out a year because they were selling the hell out of three records a year.
And they also stopped touring.
Yeah, and then they stopped touring. Yeah.
So anyway, she's got a new album, Soak does, finally, coming in 2019. I don't have a date yet. But I do have a new song, which I'm happy about. And this new song called Everybody Loves You. We did put a video up online today as well for this song, which is a really beautiful, cool video. The song is sort of about her own weakness and insecurities, learning to be a better human. I mean, she's still only 22 now.
Yeah.
She was 18, 19 when that first record came out. So let's listen to Soak, the song Everybody Loves You.
Everybody wants you, not me today, 'cause I'm done. Everybody loves you, not me, no way, I don't work that way. 'Cause I was built from concrete, 'cause I don't hurt no more, 'cause I've been getting no sleep, what's it all for? And I go numb when you speak, just another. I hate when we meet. Does it say it all?
That's yeah. Soak.
Yeah, that's nice. I love that.
Video is online, worth seeing. It sort of tells the story of what the song means, and I'm just going to leave it at that. And I look forward to the new record. We don't know when it's coming, but...
You're not trying to crunch numbers over there, are you?
You know, did okay. You see the smoke coming yeah. out? I'm going to guess 3 or 4 months.
Sure, why not? That's where
let's take a break. I need a break.
Okay. Yeah. Well, dudes, yeah, take a short break. We'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsors, Interscope Records and Warner Brothers Pictures. The official soundtrack to A Star is Born features music from Lady Gaga and director Bradley Cooper. The album is out now via Interscope Records. A Star is Born, in theaters now. Support for NPR also comes from MailChimp, who wants you to know that they do all kinds of marketing to help small businesses grow. From building beautiful landing pages to retargeting and audience management, and of course, great email marketing. So while it may seem like MailChimp has outgrown their own name, that just means their business has grown. MailChimp, they do more than mail.
You know, we've kind of buried the lead here, and I can't believe it's taken this long to get to this part of the show, but you are celebrating a real milestone here. You've been at NPR for 30 years. You've been here now, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is pretty incredible.
And the company recognizes all that you've done for them by giving, you know, special gift around, you know, the anniversaries yeah. like this. And you got a popcorn machine, which I think nothing says... thank you for your service. Thank you for giving us half your life, like a popcorn machine.
Well, I mean, I had the choice of many things. I could have picked luggage. There was a purple blow up swan that I thought I'd go for.
Yeah.
But this was ultimately. I mean, we have an ice cream maker here at work.
Right.
I mean, people should know that.
Right.
That's important.
And so you have the machine here.
Yeah, yeah. We should definitely fire this up.
All right. Let's see.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
On the clunk of the...
This is like a movie popcorn machine,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's big and red, and it's, you know, got a big door on it.
All right. Okay, here.
Yeah, you got this?
All right.
Well, let me play a song.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what you call... You know when you don't know the name of something? What do you call it, like a thingamajig?
Yeah, doohickey.
A doohickey or a thingamajig. Well, there's a new song out by Mia Follick. And yes, believe it or not, it is in fact called Thingamajig. And so how about we get this going and we play Mia Follick's new song from a new album she's got coming out called Premonitions, out October 19th. I think I hear it going. So
we're so close.
Yeah. So take it all.
you go. If you wanna be angry, I don't mind. I'll leave you alone. I am sorry. I know I'm wrong. So take it.
I have to say, Bob, you've been playing some very good music today.
Oh, thank you. Well, actually, we'll play that in a minute. But do you know what back timing is, right?
Yeah. Well, so for people who aren't, you know, radio professionals.
That's right. So the idea was that we would back time. We would start the popcorn so that when the song... God, it smells good. So when the song ends, the popcorn would be popping, so we'd get the nice... Mm-hmm. Let's just listen for a minute. Yeah, one piece of popcorn for every 30 years is about all it makes.
It's not what I would call an orgy of popcorn. It's like this little, it's sort of just, that's it? Oh, no, wait. Well,
yeah, you know, I just, while this thing is making, it made me think, being here 30 years, it made me think about when I first arrived at NPR. Mm-hmm. It was the most disgusting place I'd ever worked in all of my years of working anywhere in my entire life.
And this is two buildings ago. Yeah. This is like, yeah, we're in our third headquarters now.
I did a video, you can look it up on YouTube. It's called The Chairs of NPR.
Right.
And I'm trying to document the disgustingness of this place through the chairs, through the furniture that was here. Right. Most of the chairs didn't have four functioning wheels.
No two chairs were the same. No, it's not like they bought a set or anything. Right.
There was no support systems in any of the chairs. They were all broken. Many of them had like foam coming out of it.
Right.
Anyway.
We are public radio.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's true. If you want to watch The Chairs of NPR, I think that popcorn, you take the red handle there. First of all, turn the switches off because I don't want you to die. And then and pull the handle.
Oh, down. I see here. Okay. Yeah.
And there we go.
Well, it really is just like the movies,
yes.
Except instead of a giant bag of popcorn, you get like a couple handfuls.
Yeah, could you give me some?
Yeah, here you go.
Bree, you want some popcorn? Our intern Bree is here. Watching, I might say, the first show that she's ever seen us do, and she's been here 4 weeks because of crazy schedule. By the way, I just played this Mia Follett.
It really was lovely. Mm-hmm. I meant it when I said you're actually playing some good music today. It's like...
And there's
I
a
know,
lot of things
weird.
I wanted to say about Mia Follett, but I'll just say this. New record comes out Friday the 19th. It's called Premonitions. That song was called Thingamajig.
So beautiful.
What are you going to do?
Well, okay, I've got one more thing. And, you know, I said it comes from an artist that's very personal to me, and that's Jason Lytle.
You're hitting all of
your
home runs today.
I know. Jason doesn't know this, of course, that, you know, he doesn't know how many nights I've spent standing outside in the darkness outside his house, you know, just watching, you know.
He's told me.
Yeah. But, of course, the longtime lead singer and songwriter for Granddaddy and one of my all-time favorite bands and musicians easily. Jason Lytle has recorded a little EP with two other guys, Kramus Wendt, who records as Kramus, and Kyle Field. The front guy in the band Little Wings. Kramus is actually the one who put this EP together. It's three songs, one from each of them, and they're all home recordings that each of them made in their house. And the one I want to play from Jason Lytle is called Color of Dirt. And you can tell right away from the first opening seconds of this track that it is, in fact, a homemade recording. Color of Dirt from Jason Lytle.
Well, pass the homemade popcorn. I'll give you the cable. And let's hear it.
I'm doing some laundry right now. That's why you can hear the dryer in the background. Well, guess what? I've got a new house. It's not that much. It's kind of on the outskirts. But on a good day, it's the color of dirt. And it smells just like an elevator. There'll be no laughing in the barren backyard. There'll be no opening the curtains in March. But on a good day, it's the color of dirt. And it smells just like an elevator. Sometimes a place it don't fit like a glove. And all the walls aren't all done up with love. But on a good day, it's the color of dirt. And it smells just like an elevator. In the attic, in the basement, in the closets, I had to hide away the proof of our last project. In the attic, in the basement, in the closets, I have to hide away. Could only hope to go away. The guy before me, he wore a path down to the tavern. But not me, I'll be staying home alone to have mine. I should leave on something burning when I'm gone. I hope to see a pretty glow as I move on and on and on. A good day, it's the color of dirt. And it smells just like an elevator. In the attic, in the basement, in the closets, I had to hide away the proof of our sad project. In the attic, in the basement, in the closets, I have to hide away. Could only hope to go away. I have to hide away. Could only hope to go away.
to hide away. Could only hope to go away. I have to hide away.
Think his pants are dry?
Yeah, you know, you hear the dryer in the background. I love
it. I thought it was popcorn machine.
Yeah, no, and all I could think is, you know, even rock stars have to wash their clothes sometime, right? Jason Lytle.
We as fans would advise that.
Jason Lytle and Granddaddy, his music has forever been tied to Modesto, California, which is where he's from originally and where Granddaddy formed. But Jason Lytle's a very restless soul and has actually moved. It's like every time I check in on him on social media or something, he's moved somewhere.
Wow.
He's moved some new place. He lived in Montana for a while. I think he lived in Portland and maybe went back to California. I don't know where he is now. But this song, as you could tell, was all about moving into a new home and that on a good day is a color of dirt and smells like an elevator.
Do you have a sense, because you're good at song interpretation or at least listening to words and figuring out what is this project? Do you have a sense of what that is?
My take on it, I had two different things. One thing, you could be really super dark and it's like, good God, what is he doing? Stacking bodies up somewhere in the basement?
I didn't go there. But,
But I think it's a love that has just completely, you know, broken and fallen apart. And, you know, you put away all the photos and mementos and things like that. And where do you store them? You store them in the attic and basement and closets. Mm-hmm. And you call that one of your failed projects.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. Kramus, Jason Lytle, Kyle Field, they've all been friends and worked together and toured together for years. Kramus says that his idea for the EP was something very quick, bare bones, one instrument, one voice.
One dryer.
One dryer recorded in a single take. The EP that the three of them are putting out is called Tri-Single. It is out November 16th. They also called it a split trio, which I love the idea of a three-sided 45 or whatever. But and Jason Lytle also produced a new EP from Kramus, and it's spelled Kramus, is K-R-A-M-I-E-S. It looks like Krammies, but it's pronounced Kramus, and it's the EP is called Of All the Places Been and Everything the End. It's out October 19th.
I'm going to take us out on an artist you don't know. The artist's name is J.S. Ondara. J.S. Ondara grew up in Nairobi, Kenya, now lives in Minnesota. Ondara learned English not just through school, but also through like Pearl Jam and Nirvana and Neil Young and Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And the album that J.S. Ondara made, their collaborations with Andrew Bird, with members of Dawes, Joey Ryan of the Milk Carton Kids. We did a video premiere of this, as we did with the Soak. Worth watching, because the song and its meaning. The song is called American Dream, and it sort of imagines what is going through the mind of a, I'm going to say, slightly twisted man on his way to purchase a gun.
Oh, wow.
It's a powerful song, powerful message. It's a look at America through someone's eyes who didn't grow up here. And let's go out on this song, American Dream, J.S. Ondara, just an artist I did not know until a week ago. And wow, what a voice.
Great.
The album's called Tales of America, is out February 1st. Thanks for this. Great memories and love you. And
love you too, man. And hey, thanks for your service, all 30 years.
Right.
Of it.
Yeah, as you point to my popcorn machine, yes. Thank you, NPR. I have a popcorn machine.
Sorriest little sad little popcorn machine.
Let's hit it.
An American dream. down without a sword or a gun. For the gold and the silver you're searching is hidden out there underground. But there's a beast on the cloak, guarding against the foe. And the ghost from the river is watching, she won't let you get any close. It was just an American dream. It was just an American dream. Yeah, yeah. Lover, don't make a sound. Bring your rifle around. When I say hallelujah, it's your cue to shoot out the head of the hound. Now take your fortune in, baby. Anymore won't fit your bed. Go as fast as your feet they will carry, for the greater chases be dead. He was just an American dream. He was just an American dream. Yeah, yeah. He was just an American. There's no catching your breath. There's no rest till you're dead. There's no heaven.